It's official visit season and the recruits are hype. What's up, everyone? Welcome in to the Friday Fun Day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain, and he is back, guys. I know y'all missed him yesterday. He's back. Yeah, he's back. Just like Dustin Henderson from summer camp. He's back. He's back. But, Graham, let's just hop right into it. It's official visit season on the plains this weekend, and the recruits are very excited to be there. I've been seeing a lot of posts on my feed, on X specifically. It literally, as of yesterday, like people, you know, pulling up to, you know, swag bags and stuff like that. And we have like some, yeah, Tay Walden, who we talked about yesterday, he got his swag bag, the full spread out there in the hotel. You got Nash Levi Johnson the third doing the same. So, and I really like those, the swag bags too. It's really cool. And I like how they have like their like posters and everything. I think that's legit. That's insane. Shout out to whoever thought that idea was really good, because that's solid. I love that. But we got to talk about who we got there, and Graham, kind of go into just who's visiting this weekend as far as like talent goes.
Like, who we got. So I got another picture I'll pull up, but one of the bigger names that is out there, five-star DB Joshua Dobson, on his official visit this weekend. This is a guy that Auburn's been pushing hard to get. So is Texas A&M, but Auburn's really trying to push hard here to get him. It would be massive. He's 6'1", 185. Like I said, five-star. So it would just be a massive get for the Tigers. Another one was Brandon Allen Jr. I put his thing up a second ago. He currently is a Mississippi State commit. He plays DB as well. But hey, you see these guys go on official visits in the summer, even when they're committed. That Auburn recruits have done that in the past too. It's just kind of what you do. And so he's in town. Would be awesome to get him too. A 6'2", 175, also plays DB. And then who else do we have? We have, let me pull these back up. Tay Walden, y'all talked about him yesterday. Nash Johnson, that's a big name to keep an eye out on for sure. Yeah. Pulling up stuff. Yep. So Nash Johnson, crystal ball to Auburn. Wasn't he committed to Bama at one point, or am I tripping?
Nash Levi Johnson, I believe you're correct. I could be wrong on that too.
I could be so wrong. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He decommitted from Alabama in April of this year. So he was an Alabama commit, currently now projected to come to Auburn. If you ask me, I think it happens. I think he's an Auburn Tiger by the end of this haul. 6 foot 170, out of Georgia. So a lot of DBs on visits this weekend.
You pull up the Dobson post again. The Joshua Dobson that post. Are they at the dining hall, or is that in the facility? No, they just set tables up.
That's in the front open space of the library.
Okay. Cool.
So if you've been to Auburn recently, they've kind of redone their library. And so what you see back there in the back, like those pillars in the back right. That was the original front of the library. And then they built on a new part. So they kept the original front. So when you go inside, you can see it. But that's like the new front. And that's just a big open area.
It looks really good. It looks really good.
It is really cool. If you ever have a chance to go in there, I suggest it.
One thing Auburn will do right is their architecture. Between the football facility and that library, they know how to make a building, man. They know that they have a vision and they see it through 100%, and they deliver. I'm a big, especially the football facility. But I said it before, whenever me and Graham went to go check out the first practice of spring, and we walked in, it was like a freaking spaceship when we walked in. I was like, dang, this is that LED board and everything. So I'm hoping some of the recruits got to experience that, and I know they will if they haven't already, to get to see that, because that's a big wow factor, I think, too. is our facilities are one of the best, if not the best in the SEC personally. Oh, but yeah. It's just like the level of detail that they put into every little thing in that facility is bonkers to me. But kind of let's talk about how big of a deal it would be if we land, obviously, Dobson, but we had some linemen interacting on X yesterday or today, I believe. I saw the post today, but I think it was yesterday. I don't know if you have that, and we can throw it up to talk about. But we had an offensive lineman who was choosing between us and Texas, and his name is Reed Ramsier, Reed Ramsier. Thing you can rely on is me not getting a name right, because I am my father's son. The apple does not far too fall from the tree. Literally, Leonard Fournette in our house was Leonard Fournier. So,
it's not even spelled that way.
just dad. But yeah, pull that back up. So it's a post from Hayes Fawcett saying that he's down to Auburn in Texas. He tells me that rivals, he's 6'5", 290, inside offensive line. He canceled his official visit to Clemson this weekend and will only visit Auburn and Texas over the next two weekends. Now, it also says he's ranked as the number two offensive lineman in Florida. And then you have, I guess, the guy that's tweeting at him that retweeted that. Leighton Vaughn Brandt. Basically, he's like, hey, let's run it. Like, go ahead and come here. Let's run it. Let's do it.
So, yeah, Leighton Vaughn Brandt is the lineman that we got not too long ago. That was kind of unexpected, came out of nowhere. But obviously, Auburn made a hard push at the very end and we got him. And so, yeah, it's just another one of those examples that we've talked about many times, especially with Mycen Johnson Cook, our running back recruit, four-star running back. That these guys are eager to recruit as well. Like these guys want guys to join them at Auburn and
right.
be a part of this class and to play for Golish. And so having got top guys in your class, like Leighton Vaughn Brandt and Mycen Johnson Cook, having those two guys who are like two of your higher recruits in the class actively recruiting, trying to bring guys with them to Auburn is just one massive for the culture. I think it shows you how strong of a culture that we have, that these guys are so excited and already have a good relationship with the coaches. It was like, hey, I love it here already. I want you to come be a part of this with me, because this is awesome. And we can do something here with this coaching staff. So you should join me. I think that's awesome. I think it shows, like I said, a strong culture. So it's a big step up, I think, from previous years.
No, I agree 100%, especially the last three, because you just had no leadership there at all to reciprocate that. And I really like that the culture that Golish and company have set is starting to bleed into recruits before they even get here, before they even put on a uniform. I think that speaks volumes. And if you disagree with me, I'm sorry, but I think that this is something that we've needed for a while. And you didn't get that out of Hugh Freeze. You really didn't get that out of Harsin. It's just something that needed to be. It's almost like a look at it as a defibrillator, and clear, and that that's the culture that we got going on right now. And I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, and I'm glad that you got recruits interacting like that, because that's not the first time that's happened. Like you've had you know defensive recruits do the same thing a couple months ago. I'm going blank on who it was. I think it was a linebacker that did the same thing. So it's this isn't the first time. It's nothing new, but it is refreshing to see it happen again, if that makes sense.
And happen consistently, too. I mean, almost every guy in the class has been vocal about trying to add more people to the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just, again, it's much needed and very, very refreshing to see, for sure. But you know what else is refreshing to see? AUShirts.com. That's what's refreshing to see. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You have some shirts, hoodies, and a hat. We have some other options on there as well. We add new styles weekly. And please, if you buy something from AUShirts.com, let us know by tagging us on social media. We'd love to shout you out on the show. You see our Twitter handles down below our names. Tag us or the barn or all the above. It's up to you. But please check out AUShirts.com. get your gear for the upcoming football season. Y'all, it's almost here. You said it yesterday. We're 100 days till kickoff, 99 now. Couldn't be more excited. And I'm amped, man. I'm so excited to see us back on the field again. And I'm excited to see you and your gear from AUShirts.com. Again, if you want to support all the gear or support all the shows, get some gear from the barn at AUShirts.com.
Also, go over to buyauburn.com and search the index of all of these Auburn-run and owned businesses that are run and owned by Auburn fans. If you're an Auburn fan and you want to support this index, then go to buyauburn.com today to check it out. See the wide range and variety of all the different industries that we have on buyauburn.com. And if you're a business owner and you're an Auburn fan, then this is a great way to promote your business and get on the website, so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, go to buyauburn.com and see if there's any, you know, restaurants, bars, or places that you can go shop before the game to support the Auburn family. Like I said, it's a great way to support each other and a great way to lift each other up. So go to buyauburn.com today to search the index or to sign up.
Yes, please do that. It's a really cool concept. And if you know anybody, please share it with them. This isn't like I don't have an Auburn business, so I guess I can't join. No, if you know somebody in the area or, you know, that went to Auburn, share it with them. Let them know. Again, it's buyauburn.com. Go check it out. Let's grow this index and make it one of the biggest indexes for any local business that's Auburn-owned around. So, again, that is buyauburn.com. Yep. Graham, we like to nerd out on here. We do. It's Friday. It's Friday fun day. Fun day Friday, however you want to say it. Tomato, tomato. There's been some big entertainment things that have come out that I have been enjoying. And because I've literally been at my parents' house dog sitting and finally I'm home. Love my dogs, but I'm glad to be home. But in the process of, you know, just kind of chilling out, you know, watching movies and stuff like that, we had two new games drop. We had Lego Batman, Legacy of the Dark Knight, which is really fun. You play through all the Batman movies. You get to experience all the suits, all the Batmobiles, you name it. It's in there. It's so cool. It's like your childhood dream come true. It's like better than the original Lego Batman, even though that one's a classic. Any Lego game is a classic, in my opinion. But that one's really fun. But the banger, and I posted about it, and I know some people that watched the show liked it and was asking, you know, my initial thoughts, you know, after a little bit. It's a certified banger. It's 007 First Light. If you don't know what this is, it is the James Bond origin story on how he got his 00 status. It is the first Amazon project since they bought out MGM. It is so good. If you have a console, I think it's on the Switch too. So if you got a Switch, this game is for you because it's fun as crap. I'm telling you, if you are a James Bond fan like I am, you will enjoy this. It is so much fun. It is very, very fluid. Very, very, it's a different take on James Bond, and I'm a fan of it, so definitely check those out. But
I've seen there's a lot of cameos in that from like popular influencers and stuff.
Yes, I saw. I can't remember. I don't know where, like, as far as like the standpoint of like if I'm halfway or not. I think I'm still, you know, I don't even think I'm anywhere near halfway based off where the story is right now. I could be, and I just don't realize it. But there is a cameo from an influencer, or he's not really an influencer, but I can't remember his name, but he always makes this like face of like,
when it's someone, Cobby Lane. Yeah. Cobby Lane.
Yeah. He's hilarious. And he makes a little cameo in this, cause you're asking for directions to find somebody. He just makes this like, you know, like, he didn't really make any noise. He just makes a face. Like, yeah. I don't know.
The other one? I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but there's another one of a popular YouTuber that's in it.
There's several, like I saw one, there's like a mission where you're like with all the like 00 recruits in like a nightclub and they assign you like this, like, you know, you have to basically find a target. Yeah. And I was like,
I know that voice. Wait a minute. Is that Jacksepticeye?
Yeah, it's like, I know that guy. It's like, wait a minute. You're the bartender? Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, it's very, very fun. So the reason I brought that up, and I've been thinking about it, you know, how we're gonna, you know, how I was gonna tie this in, but what, either growing up or currently, if you're a gamer growing up currently, what is your favorite game of all time? Favorite game of all time? Do you have a top three? Do you have one where it's like it stands above the rest? Like, where are you at? Let me know. Yeah.
I'm gonna throw in an entire series as as one.
That's fair.
So if it's like there's a bunch of games, I'll tie them into like as just one. Mm-hmm. I'll go top three. Number three, I think I'll go the Madden franchise.
Okay. All right.
Just, you know, always grew up football fan. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is gonna shock a lot of people probably. Just Cause 3.
Oh, Just Cause, yeah. I love Just Cause.
But Just Cause 3.
Just not Cause 3.
Two, okay. Not four, Just Cause 3.
Fair.
I've completed that game. It's one of the only few games I've ever completed in my life. And like if you know that game, it is a hard game to finish. Like it took me years to finish this game. Because it's just a massive open massive open world map where you just have to like take over the entire place. That game was I've never had more fun just doing stuff in that game. And then number one will have to be college football.
Yeah.
NCAA growing up. NCAA, I played NCAA 12 growing up. And then now that they're back, I enjoy them like crazy. So those are.
So they put out a tweet today, actually. EA did. They're going to reveal College Football 27 and Madden 27 on the same day next week on June 4th. That's really exciting because I've seen some of the – there's been some leaks, and I don't know how true they are or not, but if they're going – like, they're taking the whole NIL, like, name, image, likeness scale, like, off – like, from – if you're looking at it from 0 to 10, they go to, like, freaking 20 because the accuracy of how some of these guys look, I'm like, whoa. They're going all out for this one. So I'm excited about it. But at the same time, it's EA, so you have to take everything with a grain of salt. So, but my top three is it's I've talked about it before in the Barncast because someone asked me what my favorite game was. So my number one won't be a shocker to anybody. But honorable mention will probably be First Light so far because I've been having a blast with it. I can't put it down whenever I'm at home and I have nothing going on. If I'm not working, I got that going on. So that's my honorable mention. Number three, we're going to have to go with Assassin's Creed Black Flag. If you like being a pirate, that's the, you feel like a kid again when you're playing that game. Cause you're just like, you're living a pirate's life. I grew up watching the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and love Jack Sparrow and Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann. That was like my trio growing up that I liked to watch. And I could watch those movies on, you know, backwards and forwards. I was like obsessed with Pirates of the Caribbean. And then that game came out. I was like, holy cow. And I already was an Assassin's Creed fan, but dude, that game, and they're remaking it. It comes out, I believe, July 9th or something like that. I want to say. So that'll be really fun. And hopefully I'm done with the Lego Batman and 007 by then. Cause that will be like, I will be available. Like I'm alive, but I have something going on. Like if you,
that'll be me for GTA 6.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody will be, but my number two, and some people, you know, some people have this in their number one. Okay. It's in my number two. It's a hard one. It's a hard one to say because it's personally my favorite to go back to all the time, but it's the new Battlefront 2, like the latest one.
That's fair.
And people are going to be like, you have that over Black Flag? Are you crazy?
No, I agree with that.
It's in between that one and you can almost say it's an honorable mention because honestly, because I've been on the fence about it. You know, thinking about, you know, the list and everything. But my true number two is Batman Arkham City. That's like the best, to me, the best superhero game of all time. And you can't tell me otherwise. Either that or the Spider-Man games that come out on PlayStation. But really fun game, different take on, it's like a whole original story with Batman. If you're a big Batman fan, that's definitely one to check out if you haven't already. So it's Batman Arkham City is number two. My number one all time, though, number one all time, Red Dead Redemption 2. Cannot. It is so good. The story is so good. If you're a Western fan, it is so true to Western. Like you feel like you're playing a movie and you're controlling what's going on because you can make decisions that impact later down the road. You have things that happen, you know, that, you know, impact your character like almost off rip that you can't really avoid. But like you get to see the arc from outlaw to holy crap. You know, I regret everything I've done. you know, type of like it's really cool. It's really, really cool. So that's my top three. That was Graham's top three. Let us know down below what you think, obviously, about the official visit weekend kicking off. And also let us know if you're a gamer or have gamed in the past. Let us know your top three or your favorite game of all time. If you don't have a top three, just let us know one. We'd love to hear from you. We always like to interact with our comments and chat. So just let us know what those are. And yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. You got anything, Graham?
Cool.
Well, everyone have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. Can't wait to see what happens this weekend with the recruits being on the planes. We shall see how that plays out, because I think I agree with you. If we can nail down at least one or two of these guys, I'm really satisfied. I really am. So especially Joshua Dobson. Don't go to the cultist over there at A&M. Don't do that. The Yell leaders, whatever they are. Anyway, Midnight Yells, who needs them? I'd rather be at a movie theater instead of a Midnight Yell. Anyway, that being said, have a great weekend. We'll be back next Monday. See y'all next time. As always, War Damn. Love y'all.